T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Miles in the morning on 98.7 K-Love.
All right, so two things here real quick. We're going to refer to yesterday's show for a second. We were talking about double standards. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So first of all, I want, guys, complete honesty right now. Okay? Mm-hmm. Gentlemen, I want you to call. Our phone number is 214-787-1987. Ladies, you can be honest too about your man. What's his favorite drink? What's his favorite drink? If it's a daiquiri, we want to hear about it. If it's a strawberry margarita, we want to hear about it. If it's an appletini like Lucky.
Or a spritzer like you.
Yep, we want to hear about it.
Appletinis are too strong.
They are. Have a couple of those and the double standards though, right?
Yeah.
Because everybody thinks that, you know, the fruity drinks, you know, you know how I love the pina colada.
Remember me
on the cruise?
I remember.
You're so good.
Gosh.
Then went and rode a bunch of roller coasters.
Yes.
I want to drink the rainbow. Scene. They're just so delicious and pretty.
They are. Anything with an umbrella. Come on.
New facts have come out about men and the fall. What do you think that men look forward to in the fall more than anything else?
Think like football,
right?
Yeah,
I was going to say football season starts. Yeah.
Football.
Yeah.
According to a new survey, men look forward to pumpkin spice season twice as much as women.
What? Twice as much?
Going into the fall.
What?
Wow.
Twice as much? If you had said maybe 1% more, I'd be like, yeah, okay, maybe. But
men twice? Also as excited about pumpkin spice season as they are about football season.
I don't know any dude that drinks pumpkin spice.
Dun, 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 dun. Pumpkin spice.
Dun, 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 dun. Pumpkin
and spice. Everything nice. Oh, the person that called hung up because they got embarrassed, I think.
Aww. Probably.
Embrace your pumpkin spiciness.
Exactly. Gentlemen, once again. Want to hear your drink choices. That's not beer or whiskey.
Yeah.
That, okay, so, God, I remember it was a big college, big drink when I was in college. Oh, it wasn't the...
Cherry Vodka Sour? That was big when I was in college.
It's the Amaretto Sour.
Ooh. It's close.
Oh, that was so good.
Because it tastes like cherries.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
So sweet. Worst part is, man, you can end up, you know, six deep in those and you're like,
hey, you have no idea.
I'm trying to see if anybody's going to call. We're too tough, I guess.
Can we mask their voices so that nobody will know or recognize them? I mean, we do the confessional all the time where we just don't mention names.
We're not going to put you on blast.
No. This is a safe space, by the way.
It really is. It's part of the Miles in the Morning confessional.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't have to tell anybody who you are. We just want to hear your story.
Yeah.
That's it. And once again, ladies, what kind of drink does your man drink?
Mm-hmm.
Is it, you know, is it something that would be considered a girly drink?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Does it have an umbrella attached to it?
Yeah.
Does it come in a glass that is
in a funny shape?
Yeah, that is shaped like an hourglass.
I'll be the one to start. I'm gonna throw my husband under the bus here.
Really?
James loves himself a mango tango when we go to Mexico.
A mango tango,
and it is orange and red and swirled, and it comes in the it's fatter at the bottom, like a pear shaped glass, if you will.
Yeah,
with it's
the hourglass
long,
looking, yeah,
and
yeah.
It has a long, fancy straw in it.
Yeah,
and it's delicious.
Uh huh.
Tastes right. Like a push pop.
Oh, all right. Can't wait to hear these stories. It's coming up next on Miles in the Morning on K-Love. Good morning. It's K-Love with Miles in the morning. Lucky, guess what?
What?
We are not alone.
We're not alone?
Yeah. We've opened the Miles in the Morning Confessional at 214-787-1987. Dudes, we want to hear about your frou-frou drinks.
Yes!
That you enjoy. Please, sir, go ahead.
I drink fruity drinks with umbrellas all the time, and my friends make fun of me nonstop. In fact, we'll go out and eat, and I'll order something like an Appletini, and inevitably, the waitress or the waiter comes out with the Appletini and puts it in front of my wife.
That's the worst. That's for me.
The waiter or waitress walks away, and then she pushes it over in front of me.
I love that she lets you have your dignity. Right. She, like, waits until the waitress is gone and then pushes it your direction to make you, you know, feel a little, like, more masculine, I guess.
Well, you know, it's one of those things. I don't care. And all my friends, they'll get me drinks, and then they'll bring a drink with like 6 or 8 umbrellas in it, and then they take pictures of me and think it's real funny, and I'm like, yeah, that's all right. I'll get over it. But I will tell you, if you struggle with this, there's a lot of restaurants and waiters that if you just say, hey, I want an Appletini or I want a strawberry margarita, just put it in a dude glass, and they'll do it for you.
I love that. Brilliant. The dude glass.
Yeah, who knew?
It's awesome.
That's a great idea.
Probably looks like one of those highball glasses. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Or like the Moscow Mule glass. That copper cup.
Yep. Right. Which, by the way, the Moscow Mule, I'm glad you brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
That is a chick drink disguised in a man's cup.
It
really kind of is.
It is so sweet. My wife
loves. The ginger ale in it.
Yes, the ginger beer in there is so good. With the lime and you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's amazing. I've had about 17 of those this week.
I know, and they come in different flavors, too, by the way. So you can get yourself, like, a raspberry one or a cherry one.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, look, we just blew Lucky's mind.
I know. He can't wait to get off the air. This is awesome. We got another dude that wants to share with us his frou-frou drink. Go ahead.
My favorite is a virgin banana berry daiquiri.
Oh, see, there you go. That's the top
banana
of the list right
berry.
There.
Nuff
what
said.
What makes it even cooler is that it's a virgin one.
Yes.
Which means that like you don't even get it for the alcohol. Yeah. You get it straight for
the deliciousness.
Like a virgin Shirley Temple.
Oh, yeah, right?
I love a Shirley Temple.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome, man. Okay. I love that. I know I want one.
That's my drink of choice other than Dr. Pepper.
You know, when it comes to coffees, I used to get my buddy to always grab my drink on his way into work every day. And it was always a grande skinny peppermint mocha from Starbucks with an extra shot. The extra shot was just kind of man it up a little
bit. Of course.
And don't miss the best of Miles in the Morning every Saturday morning from 6 to 10 a.m.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.